Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are at DEMA Show 2016 being videotaped as we speak. Yes, we're at the entrance of the show. We just finished our little opening ceremony. So now Bill, the producer, was with me for this year since we're in Orlando. But he's better known, at least this year, as Scuba Steve Harvey, host.
Scuba Steve Harvey, host right. of Scuba Family Feud.
Yes. Yeah, he's just obnoxious.
We've asked 100 people a question. Top five answers are on the board, Greg.
I know it.
Aaron Gunkless knows. Yes, he does.
No, indeed. He doesn't.
No.
We played the game already.
I don't think I got any of them right.
Oh, really? Actually, no, I don't think you did. You mentioned it. But that's okay. We still had fun, didn't we? It was a little different thing that we did to open up the show, and people seemed to enjoy it. Matter of fact, we got two of the big winners from our Scuba Family Feud here at the DEMA Show. Now, Megan was one of them. Megan, did you have fun playing this little game we did this morning, or was it just kind of annoying?
Oh, I had a blast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Bill.
Megan, quick follow-up question. Megan, how many questions did you answer?
One correctly.
And that's
actually
all it took.
Only one.
Well, she kind of lost her one by default. Is
yes.
that how it was? Okay, all right.
She won by losing because of the big wiener.
Yes.
Ed.
Ed was the winner of our Maldives trip from Explore Ventures. Now, he will have the option to join us in the Maldives for our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. But he will also have the option to just pick another week if he so chooses. But congratulations, Ed. Are you happy or what?
Oh, absolutely. Awesome.
Yes. Did you like this old Divers Family Feud thing we did to kick off the DEMA show this year?
Yeah, I think you need a new host, but it was great.
Yeah, well, exactly. Good man. See, you didn't pay him off, Bill. You usually slip him a 20 before we go on the air.
He said, I'm going to the Maldives. Get away from me, you freak.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much typical what we get for our crew here at the DEMA show. You know, this is the largest diving event in the world, and we are here broadcasting, going to give you a little backstage pass, glimpse behind the curtain of what's going on in the dive industry. Yeah, Bill?
Now, of course, Ed is from Big Joe Scuba in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Yeah.
And he had as his partner, helping him to win, Big Joe himself, Bill Burnett.
Really? So, we got a problem, don't we, Ed?
Yeah, usually.
So, because you helped him, you assisted him, but he actually won the prize, and it's a—it's just a spot for one. But you're his boss? Is that what I'm hearing here?
That's right.
So, are you going to pull rank and say, hey, Ed, you want to come back from the Maldives and have a job? You better figure out a way to bring me along.
Well, I'm just hoping that he'll be able to let me go with him.
Okay. Well, you're taking Valentina, our psychic mermaid. Okay, well, we'll have to figure out a way to get her on board as well. But have you ever been to the Maldives before, Ed?
Not 100% sure where it is.
Oh, okay. Well, it's in the Indian Ocean, south of India or someplace out there. It's out there in the middle of but the diving is phenomenal. You'll love it.
All the way around.
Yes, exactly. Pretty much. It's on the opposite side of where we're standing right now, if that was the Maldives. I don't know. But it's a cool place. Nice warm water, all kinds of marine life. The boat, the Carpi Nova liveaboard that you're going on, a brand new boat, is spectacular. I've been on the Carpi Vita, and the new Nova is like a new and improved version of it. So you are in for quite a treat. This is one of the best dive adventures that you could do, period, anywhere in the world, and you're going to be joining us on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, or like I said, you can pick a week that's more conducive to your schedule. But hopefully we'll see you on board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, congratulations. Appreciate you, you know, stopping by, helping us kick off the show here. We're literally recording the show this week on the first day of the DEMA show. And Megan, where are you from, by the way?
Wilmington, North Carolina, Aquatic Safaris.
Uh-huh. So you do the whole sand tiger stuff out there, right?
Yeah, lots of sand tigers out there.
Are they happening right now, or what?
There's still a couple out there. They do kind of fade off as we get away from summer, but they're hanging around.
Now, are you guys diving year-round off the coast of North Carolina, or no?
That's the goal, if people are willing to get in the water still.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to say. When you get into the cooler months, how cold does the water temp up there get?
If you get offshore, you can get out to the Gulf Stream, and it's pretty warm. I mean, 82 degrees still at the surface if you get far enough off 40 miles. But
you'll hit a thermocline, I'm guessing, at some point, and where a warm water wuss like myself would go, oh, my God, what am I doing? Or is it dry suit diving for us?
You can't be a fair weather diver to dive.
Warm water wuss is the technical term, Megan. Come on.
Warm water wuss.
Okay, all right. Just
Missouri.
Yeah, well, what about that in Missouri?
42 when we get in a little. Another month, it'll be 42.
Yeah, but where? At what site? Where are you diving there?
We're in St. Joseph, Missouri, north of Kansas City. Go Royals.
Okay. And that's like a big lake quarry or what?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Dive at Beaver Lake, Arkansas by CJ Sports. They've got a dive shop there. We travel 5 hours to go dive because there's no clear water up where we live. So.
Yeah, so there's no thermocline. There's just cold water, period. It's an entire thermocline for a Florida diver like myself is what I'm saying.
You got a thermocline in the summer, no thermocline in the winter. In the summer, the surface would be 90 degrees. You get down 50 feet, it's 40 degrees, 45 degrees.
All right, well, that would work for Bill, wouldn't it, Bill? Yeah, he's looking at me like, what? What are you, what planet are you
smoking? No, no, no. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm just doing some quick math.
Yeah.
How far is it to the airport from St. Joseph, Missouri?
45 miles.
45 miles. So take an hour to get there. 2 hour flight. You could be in Florida in less time than it takes for you to get to your dive site.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, then stop doing the silliness you're doing and start coming down here where the water's warm.
No, no. Don't start that because we're going to get hate mail for people that love the cold water diving. And I'm assuming you guys like that stuff, right?
Well, not really.
Okay. Well, so much for that idea. See, it wasn't me. It was them. No, no. You like the Caribbean, but that's your local diving, and that's how people stay wet. So being wet is better than being cold, I guess, if you don't have the option available to you to dive the Caribbean every weekend, right?
That's right.
Right. So it doesn't matter as long as you're wet. Right, Megan, you abide by that rule as well?
I agree completely.
Yes, cool. But you would prefer the Caribbean warm water diving like you're going to in Stewart Cove in the Bahamas?
I wouldn't say that. I am excited.
Yeah.
I like to experience it all.
Right.
But I do like some, you know, sand tiger sharks and wrecks off the coast of North Carolina.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I've heard some great stuff about the diving there. Yeah. Have you done the shark dive, though, with Stewart and those folks over in the Bahamas yet or no?
I have not. I could absolutely fall in love. I've never done anything
you
like that.
Done the,
so.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. What? We got a great winner. Yeah, we got two great wieners, Bill, this morning. Actually, we had several more than that. But the two.
No. We had two great ones, and the other ones were good to fair at best.
Once again, send your hate mail to bill@scubaradio.com, a.k.a. Scuba Steve Harvey.
I'm also accepting hate mail at Eric Douglas at booksbyeric.com.
Yeah, actually, we've been giving away books of, or, you know.
I take no responsibility for the comments made on this show, period. By
me or
other.
Disclaimer that happens before every broadcast, Eric, so you're covered. You don't have to say that. But yeah, we're giving away books of Lionfish here at the DEMA show.
We're giving away copies of Lionfish, thanks to Scuba Radio and Ocean Divers. We gave out 20 this morning, and going to be doing it all week.
20 each day. Thanks to our friends at Ocean Divers there in the Florida Keys and Divers Direct. They're helping us out with that as well.
We had been trying to give it to Greg's friends, but Greg does not know 20 people that read.
Well,
so we decided to do it here. There are more readers at DEMA.
Yeah. Although they're divers, so yeah,
maybe. Now, also, hey, we got Casey's helping us out. Casey, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Greg. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. He's helping us give away the prizes and stuff. And, of course, we have our, you know, our psychic mermaid, Valentina, on site. Now, you're going to do readings in between all the DEMA activities?
I will be
channeling Jacques Cousteau or
whoever wants to come to the surface.
Okay, psychically. I don't know. We'll figure out how we're going to work this into the show at some point, or maybe that'll have to be a recap. But you, but she's going to like tune in with folks and then help us with some giveaways. And just, you're just going to mingle around the show floor, find out what's going on in the dive industry, network, and that kind of thing. Right, Val?
I will be doing that. And it looks like a good turnout so far, so I'm excited. This is actually my first DEMA show.
This is your first DEMA show. Now, what do you think it's going to be like? What is your expectations?
It goes without saying it's going to be larger, and it looks a lot more.
No, wait a minute. I just asked a psychic what her expectations were.
Okay.
That doesn't work. You obviously know in advance.
Okay, there's a guy that's going to spill his beer, and then
I could have predicted
that. That's a canoe party later.
True, that'll happen. There's no doubt.
I was psychic on that one, too.
Yeah, but are you looking for any particular gear or anything, Val, or looking for places to go, or what do you think?
Yeah, there's a couple places I want to go.
How about Fiji? You want to go to Fiji?
Yeah.
She's easy. I mean, in the sense that she wants to go places. And we'll go to Fiji, maybe, here, and talk about that here in just a bit. As we continue our broadcast from DEMA 2016 in Orlando, Florida, next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you're dead.
But in this underwater world where we can dive in, should make one give it a try. Said live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
I said live and let's dive.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at DEMA 2016 right here in Orlando, our backyard of producing Scuba Radio. So it's just right down the street, but it might as well be on the other side of the planet because I have to live down here for 4 days straight. and hang with my dive industry friends. And we're going to talk to a lot of them today, and we're going to lead off with my good friend Richie Kohler, one of the shadow divers, who has a new book, who is being debuted here at the DEMA show. Am I right, Richie?
That's correct, buddy. It's really exciting because the book is about Britannic.
Yep.
Britannic is Titanic's sister ship. Most people don't know that Titanic had not one but two sister ships, and they were called the Olympians.
Nice. Now, I knew this because I know you, and
know
you've told me.
The time over a beer at 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Anyway, the name of the book is The Mystery of the Last Olympian, because Britannic was the last of the Olympic liners built.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, she never got to live up to her pedigree as an opulent ocean liner. Instead, she was drafted and conscripted into World War I to operate as a hospital ship. When on one of these missions of mercy, she was carrying soldiers from the front back to England to convalesce. Thank God she was empty. There were no wounded on soldiers when a massive explosion rang out and the ship sank three times faster
than Titanic.
Think about that. Three times faster. So that day, there was a mystery. The mystery was, what sank the ship? Was it a German torpedo? Was it a mine? The Germans alleged that the ship was illegally carrying munitions. Well, in 1916, they didn't have the ability to dive to 400 feet.
Mm-hmm.
In 1976, none other than probably the godfather, if not the father of scuba divers, Jacques Cousteau, finds the wreck in 400 feet of water. He goes down, and he solves one of the mysteries. Going inside the wreck, which was pretty hairy in 1976 when you consider the equipment that they had.
Sure.
They could only do about 7 minutes of bottom time.
Mm-hmm.
They went inside, they found out there was no munitions. It was truly a hospital ship on a mission of mercy.
Okay.
It wasn't a warship. Well, the next guy out there was none other than Bob Ballard, the guy who finds Titanic. So
sure.
I'm following literally in the footsteps of giants in the dive world to try and solve this mystery. A decade ago, 10 years ago, I started working on it. I've worked with some of the best divers, technical divers I know in the world.
He is, Richie's like a super diver. He's one of the shadow divers. So you're like rebreathers. He can dive to like thousands of feet. You're like superhumans.
I have dove 12,500 feet, but I was wearing a mere submersible.
Yes, okay. All right. Well, I might have exaggerated slightly, but not really. He is a super diver for sure.
The deepest I like to go is about 450 feet.
Only 450 feet, right.
Everybody's got their limits.
Okay, of course, right.
But getting back to the story, over 10 years, we've been eking away, picking away at it, three separate expeditions, and here in 2015, we finally have solved the mystery. We finally figured out why Britannic, with all of the additional bulkheads and safety features, sank three times faster.
And that's what you've documented in this new book.
That is correct. It's a book that tells a little bit about the history, a little bit about some of the unique characters. One of the characters that I love that we detail in the book is a woman named Violet Jessop. Violet Jessop had a very hard life as a young girl. Her family immigrated to South America. Almost within a few years, her father died of tuberculosis. A brother and a sister died. They immigrated back to the United Kingdom, living in London. The mother had no means of supporting her children, puts her kids into orphanages so that she can work on a ship. The mother gets consumption or tuberculosis, and poor Violet Jessop, as a young girl, has to go to work to support her family. She goes to work, and one of the first ships she serves on as a stewardess is the Olympic.
Ooh.
She does a great job.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, while she's on Olympic, it's rammed accidentally by a British ship, and it's saved because of these watertight doors.
Okay.
So the Olympians get this reputation of being unsinkable.
Aha. I've heard of this.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
Now, Violet does such a great job on the Olympic that they give her a promotion. And they give her a new job as a first-class stewardess on the brand-new ship, Titanic.
Mm-hmm. So you've got that story and much, much more documented.
It even gets even more quirky.
Yeah.
She survives, and I don't want to give you too much. But
right, I was going to say, you're doing the whole book right now, Richie. We're doing the audio book now, aren't we?
Mystery, there's the mystery.
Okay, all right. It's teasing us.
She survives Titanic in a dramatic fashion, as you can well imagine. And she's out of work. And she can't find any work. And then World War I opens up, and she volunteers as a patriotic young woman to be a nurse. Well, one of the things that they ask her is, what have you been doing? What is your job? Well, I've been working on a ship. So as a nurse, she's then put on another ship, a hospital ship, and is on board Britannic the day that it sinks. This one woman served on all three of the Olympians.
Wow.
And we use her to weave our tale.
Interesting. But she survived.
telling you, gotta buy the book.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, so it's being debuted here at the DEMA show, and you're signing some copies or the covers because it's not out yet,
right?
No, the
book is coming out in February. It is available from Best Publishing, and what we're doing here at DEMA is offering a pre-sale discount,
right.
And we're signing book plates, and we're giving away these real nifty, because,
book plates,
you know,
right.
It's radio.
Yes.
Book plates that I can sign and give to you as you buy the book.
Sure.
And then you put it inside the book.
So but if they're listening online, they're not here at the show, they can go to Best Publishing or Google it and go to their website and order the
Amazon,
new Richie Kohler book.
It'll probably be in Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, etc.
And once again, the name of it is?
Mystery of the Last Olympian.
Mystery of the Last Olympian. Awesome. Richie, always an honor to catch up with you, my friend. He's always doing something. Wait, we got to do a little plug for Shadow Divers, because the movie, we've talked about it for years, and it's still in the works, isn't it?
It's very exciting, yes. After 10 years, 20th Century Fox gave us back the rights.
Yeah.
I had to pull John Chatterton back from the brink. He was going to lose it.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Universal Studios came to our aid, and they bought it. And right now, we've got some very talented people working on it. John Lee Hancock.
Wait, hold on. Universal bought it? You know, those are the people who backed Sharknado 3, and I was in it.
I know. I saw you in Sharknado 3.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite scene is when the shark comes through the plane.
Yeah.
That was. You know.
But they make good movies, too. I mean, I just wanted
to... And hopefully Shadow Divers will be one of them.
Of course it will be.
But you know what? If we get as many people to watch Shadow Divers as they watch Sharknado, I think it'll be a hit.
You'll be retired in no time, just writing books.
Did you say retired?
Well, I mean, doing whatever the heck you want.
Okay, something else. All right.
Yeah, no, never. But so it's still in the works.
Yes.
They got new backers, and the process is underway.
The thing about Universal that's so unique is if Universal does wind up making this film, can you imagine there's going to be a Shadow Divers theme ride?
Heck yeah. Right here, right down the street,
exactly.
In my backyard in Orlando. It's so much fun to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Greg.
Enjoy
Thank
the DEMA show, buddy. Richie Kohler, Shadow Divers, new book. He's always doing something. And we got to talk to Megan Dean Greer's with me, Weiland's with me. Stick around. We got more coming up from the DEMA show next. Back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at the DEMA show in Orlando, the largest diving event in the world, and we're right here at the front stage. We open the show, warm up the crowd, and my good buddy Weiland is with me right now.
Yes, great.
You know, you're a Scuba Pro ambassador. We just got off our Turks and Caicos live aboard with our friends from Scuba Pro.
Right.
You get to do all kinds of stuff with them, and you're doing you got a new magazine. So much, Weiland.
Well, you know, Greg, this dive community has a bunch of unique individuals, and it's actually, in Hawaii, we call it our Ohana. So this is our family, and it's a lot of legends of the sea, like Stan Waterman's here. And,
right.
And I just got back from the Arctic diving with a group with Michael All and a lot of iconic photographers like David Dubelay and Jen. And Sylvia Earle was actually my dive buddy on her 80th birthday. Sylvia Earle and I dove under the icebergs in the Arctic. And,
awesome.
That was so fabulous. You should have seen her beaming on her 80th birthday, her deepness. And right now she's in Monaco at a film festival, or she'd be here for sure. But, it's just a great lifestyle. And, I have this cool Weiland brand. We just did my first magazine ever, Weiland Ocean Realm.
This doesn't look like a magazine. It looks more like a book,
Weiland. It's really more of a book. I call it a hybrid.
Okay.
But it really talks about a lot of conservation issues and a lot of, travel and diving. And it's got Ernie Brooks does some great pieces in there. There's a big feature of Sylvia Earle. And I hope people will check it out, Weiland Ocean Realm. Just go to Weiland.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can go to one of the galleries, pick up some artwork.
Absolutely.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, we're everywhere, and we're doing a lot of cool stuff and trying to really support a lot of causes. And also, I did a little piece for Patty just turned 50 years.
Right.
So Patty diving, and
I saw
I'm a Patty diver.
Me too.
I'm a Patty one.
Yeah, celebrating 50 years.
50
this
years.
Year. So you're part of their little presentation on that.
One of their birthday parties. We're not even 50, are we?
Well, physically maybe, but mentally we're still right in our upper teens, maybe.
Wow.
All right, Weiland, the marine artist. He's just one of many celebs we're going to be talking to. So stick around. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 55. On most drift dives, you'll likely be penalized for participating in impromptu games of dive flag football.
You have to respect the sea.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And with us here today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. That's some good-looking gear you got there, Nick.
Thanks, Greg. I just got it.
There's nothing like new dive gear, is there?
You gotta love the new toys.
You ever have any trouble choosing yours?
Not really. I follow a few basic guidelines to help keep it simple.
Sounds like something our listeners might like to hear. Feel like sharing?
Absolutely.
Let's take it back to the beginning. Say you're a new diver. Where would you recommend they start?
I'd start with the core kit, the basics. Most divers start with a mask, fins, and a snorkel. These comprise the very basics, and in many cases, the purchase of these items is required for all of your open water classes.
I found the next thing I wanted after that was my own wetsuit.
And you're not alone. Wetsuits can be a very personal piece of gear, and many divers really want their own. If you're not sure what you'll need, try to pick a versatile option until you know what kind of diving you're going to do most.
By then you're hooked, and you're ready to go for the whole enchilada.
Hopefully. And it's always fun to watch someone catch the fever.
Now wait, that's not something you often hear from a doctor.
Even doctors know a good fever when they see it. But if you've got it, you may decide to purchase your own scuba unit, which means you'll need your own regulator, tank, BCD, and a configuration of gauges. Whether you get a computer or stick with analog, you need to make sure you have some way of measuring air supply, depth, and time.
Don't forget a weight system.
If you choose a BCD with integrated weights, you'll just need weights themselves. If it's not integrated, you'll need to choose a weight belt and weights.
I always tell my students it's a good idea to have a dive knife or a tool on you in case you get entangled.
And your students are being advised well. A dive knife or tool should be considered part of the standard dive kit.
What about a dive planner?
Most divers are going to a computer of some kind these days, but even with one, it's a good idea to have a set of tables as a backup. After all, tables don't have batteries that can run out on you. And finally,
you need a logbook to record your dives.
It's like you read my mind. Not only are logbooks proof of your dives, but they become a resource down the road when you're asking yourself, how much weight did I wear on that last one? Or what exposure protection worked on a similar type of dive?
Okay, so now we know what gear to choose. How do we go about choosing it?
Well, there are several things to keep in mind. I think the most important of which is never compromise safety. Now, this doesn't mean you have to purchase the most expensive option available.
No, most gear comes in a wide range of prices.
Right. And most new dive equipment meets safety standards and can provide years of reliable service, provided it's used and cared for correctly. Many of them even offer warranties and service provisions to promote that care.
A handy thing to have, since things like regulators, BCDs, and tanks require regular service.
They sure do. So before you make your choice on any gear, ask a couple of questions on its maintenance. Will you be able to get the gear serviced regularly? Are the parts readily available, not only at home, but in locations where you might travel?
How about how the gear fits?
Comfort is key. Don't let color, cost, or coolness sway your purchase. A lot of gear, like masks, fins, and wetsuits, requires a good fit to be effective. So it's not all about feeling good. A good fit and comfort can also help you gain confidence and stay relaxed. Your gear should become an extension of you when you dive, not a source of aggravation you're constantly fighting.
If you had to choose one piece of advice to divers shopping for their first set of gear, what would it be?
Don't be pressured into purchasing anything if you're not sure about it. Dive gear represents a substantial investment, not to mention the fact that you'll be putting your life in its hands underwater. So don't feel pressured to make a purchase of anything if you're not sure or if you don't feel good about it. Renting is a great way to test gear, and most dealers who offer rental gear rent the same brands they sell. And definitely, don't be afraid to ask questions of dive professionals, of the manufacturer, or even other divers. It's your gear. Make sure it's what you want.
With proper care and maintenance, your gear should be with you a long time. So don't rush when making your choice. Your life will depend on your equipment. So take the time to find the gear that's right for you. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master at the DEMA show. Now, I've stepped off of the exhibit show floor and headed into the press conference room. I usually don't have time for this, but I made a special an exception for my buddy Willie here from the Bahamas. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know about that, but this is big news because this is an entire dive industry thing we're covering right now, right, Willie?
This is huge. It's as big as it gets in the business.
Absolutely. So Stuart Coves with Dive Bahamas is going to host a world record attempt, not just one, but two things. Longest?
Four.
Yeah, don't speak in that.
Four different attempts completely. Yeah. Longest dive by a male.
Okay.
Longest dive by a female. Longest shark dive by a male and largest shark dive by a female. Four Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay, longest, four of those. Is this happening at the same time?
All at the same time.
Okay, so the longest dive, and we're going to throw sharks in the mix as well. We're talking about what, 6 hours, 60 hours?
Yeah, we're talking 60 plus hours.
So Divers Alert Network is a part of this event. This is going to happen in March, right?
Yeah, the first week in March. Dan, Divers Alert Network, have been very gracious to sign on as our medical advisors. So they're going to be actually monitoring the whole process. They're going to be doing scientific research on the team while they're underwater. So it's going to be a really cool experience, not only for, you know, the industry, but Dan and Stuart Cove. In fact, Stuart's right here.
Well, Stuart, come on over here. Let's talk about this. So you are going to be the person doing this world record dive. Are you one of the people or no?
I'm not doing the world record.
You're not that crazy.
No.
Or maybe you're too...
I'm to Reem and...
Exactly. You've recruited some friends from Kuwait, of all places. Now, how did this happen? And let's get the backstory of who reached out to you.
Well, Kuwait, I had the great opportunity of visiting my dear friend Al in Kuwait. I even had lunch, shared food with his family, had a wonderful meal with them, and did some diving with them in the Middle East. And we bonded.
Yeah.
And when Reem came up with this idea of breaking the world record, you know, Al, of course, had been diving with us in the Bahamas. And
I remember meeting Al. He's connected via Skype right now. Say hi, Al. There he is. You might hear him in the background. We got an interesting little hookup here, but we're actually connected to Kuwait as I speak. But I saw Al at DEMA last year. He was wandering around the Bahamas Isles. Is this where this whole idea kind of started? Had it already been in the works at that point, or did this happen much later?
This happened much later. It's a huge honor for us to be able to work with Al and Reem and the rest of the Kuwaiti team to break this record.
Yeah.
I'm honored as a Bahamian that they've come into the Bahamas to do this. And I think the idea and the object of that is because it's happening in the Western world.
Right.
To show that Arab woman or a Kuwaiti woman can do what any Arab or Kuwaiti man can do, or any American woman or man can do.
Right, which is a challenge in that part of the world, I'm guessing.
Can you imagine she's a single mother of two, a dive instructor in Kuwaiti? It's got to be a challenge.
Yes, I'm sure. So that is the main focus, that you're drawing attention to women's rights. And let's talk to Al and Reem. Now, Reem's has Al as your interpreter. Am I right there, Al? Is that the role you're playing, as well as dive instructor to the stars, or what?
Yeah, I'm the team manager. I'm organizing everything local from here to the UK. You can understand this thing, but hard for her to express what's
so she understands me, but she can't speak to me, is what you're saying, in our language. So she'll talk through you, but she'll listen through me. But she couldn't understand me, even if she does understand English, I'm guessing.
I can understand you very well, but sometimes I just lose my tablet.
That's good. I like it. She talks better than I do on the radio. Look at that. This is going to be quite an event, I have no doubt. And obviously, there's a lot of work that goes into something like this. Not only are you, you know, she's breaking the world record or going for the world record of 60 hours with sharks and another guy, she has to do this all on her own. She can't be tethered at all to the surface. Is that the deal, Willie? What's going on?
Yeah, there's very specific rules when it comes to breaking a Guinness Book of Records, and it's very well defined. It has to be a minimum. It can't be any shallower than 5 meters or roughly 15 feet. They can have surface support. They can't have any direct contact, though, with the surface. So it's not like we can put a line on her or anything like that. She's down there literally on scuba for the entire duration, 60 hours or so.
Yeah, so she's going to have to switch over God knows how many tanks.
Yeah.
And don ditch it. It'll be a skill she has mastered after this event.
60, we think so.
Yeah, 60 tanks. Well, yeah, probably.
And you know that it may go over 60 hours.
That's the minimum that we're going for.
She may shoot for more.
A world record in the Bahamas happening in March. Obviously, we're going to be there covering it with Scuba Radio, and this is big news, and I'm glad we're able to share it with the world today, guys.
And I tell you what's going to be really cool is we're going to have a live audio feed for you that's going to be basically on almost the entire time.
Well, I'll tell you what, Reem, can we make a deal right now that you'll actually do your record while we broadcast Scuba Radio so I don't have to work that day?
Yes, well, why not?
What the hell? That's what I say before we start every show. All right, we got more coming up from Orlando and the Dima Show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master's Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue diver certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master Scuba Diver today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is there anyone out there who's
it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here is one of the most challenging rebreather students that I ever had, Greg the Dive Master.
With the exception of Mermaid Tony.
I can't say with the exception of Mermaid Tony.
Just lie. Go ahead.
I hate you.
Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are at the DEMA show in Orlando, Florida, largest diving event in the world. And I can prove it right now because we got people literally from the other side of the planet. And one of those persons actually connects with us via the web, but I got her in the flesh. And I'm talking about Roz from the UK. Roz, how are you?
Hello, Greg. How lovely to see you.
Yes. Now, we're back on the show floor, and I see Roz. I got to talk. She's all, you know, networking with everybody, especially on the across the pond, her friends. And you have one of those with you right now,
yes,
am I right?
I do. I've got this fantastic toy I really want to show you. This is Peter.
Okay, so Peter is your toy. That is...
No. Peter's not my toy, but
okay.
What Peter's wearing is a pretty cool toy.
Okay, got it, yes.
He's wearing a dry glove system, and it means that you can actually enjoy it, because you get cold, don't you? You get cold when you're diving.
The technical term is warm water wuss. Can you relate to this, Peter?
Oh, definitely. You've got to keep warm when you're diving.
Yes, absolutely. So you are you believe in this, and you actually created this connection with the gloves for dry suits?
The Cubi system was designed by a diver called Peter Kubica from Slovakia.
Okay.
And he's a cave diver, technical diver.
Yeah.
And he could not find a dry glove system that worked for him.
Right.
And he wanted to find something that he could put on and take off a lot easier, but more importantly, keep dexterity at all times. whenever he's diving, whenever he's using any
equipment. It's a challenge with these dry suits because usually they're big and bulky. You can't press a button or work your cell phone or anything with these things.
Absolutely, and the key part here is that you can take the gloves off simply yourself. You have the full feeling, so you can operate all the equipment, cameras, etc., still whilst diving and, more importantly, keeping warm.
Got it. Now, to way to describe this connection system, it kind of looks like the arm from the robot from Lost in Space. You've heard this before, haven't you?
I have. Yes. What you're seeing here is the QB system that's fitted to a dry suit.
Got it.
So I've got a sample of a sleeve on my arm.
Right.
And it's literally there, all connected and live.
Right.
It's very simple. As I'm talking out loud to you, showing you that to disconnect it, I'm simply undoing it.
Wow.
I'm taking it straight off the house.
Pops right off and you're good to go.
Yeah. And as you see underneath, we have the new thermal glove, which is made of alpaca wool.
Oh, okay.
The wool itself actually holds air. So when you inflate the glove, the air is keeping your hand warm.
Very nice. So this is the QB glove, dry glove system.
Absolutely, yeah.
And is something you get as an accessory on several different types of dry suits, or what?
Buy it from dry suit manufacturers already glued in and fitted to the suit.
Got it.
Or alternatively, there is a standard system that you can fit to any latex or silicon cuff seal on any dry suit.
Got it. So this is just cool technology to make it easier to don and take off your dry suit gloves and everything.
That's exactly it. And the way this is designed is that if you want to wear normal wet gloves or no gloves in the summer, or you're taking it abroad somewhere where you're doing blue water diving, but you're doing like long decompression, so you need to look after your thermal stress, so you want to be warm, right? But you don't want to wear gloves.
Yeah.
You can quite happily wear gloves because it's got this really nice latex seal on there.
Right.
But when it gets colder, you pop on your alpaca gloves to keep your hands cozy, and then you've got this system on top, so you're able to manipulate your buttons and you're able to push things, check things, run a reel.
Yeah, you can do this all yourself. A lot of times, dry suit divers have to run their buttons.
Most dry suit divers are very good at it.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed.
Are you guys having like a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving?
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and guests. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that can happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.
It's got some new products. So there's plenty of new toys on the market, catching up with people. Seeing you in real life is always a bonus.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And likewise, I mean, it is good to actually put, to talk to you in person.
And tonight, you get your crown, don't you? Because
I'm getting an award. Yes, a Platinum Pro 5000 award from our friends at SSI. They've been nice enough to award me. And Roz played a pivotal role in making that happen. Everybody is shocked about this, by the way, as well as I am. Well, they're like, you're getting what? How did this happen? I said, I know people. I know people like Roz, and she knows how to make things happen. Well, what's that?
You've had the big head all day.
What is that? That is a lie. That is such a lie. Come on, Jerry. I'm an easygoing star of Sharknado 3.
Oh, God. Oh yes, of course. You're the pinup boy, aren't you?
I'm a pinup boy. Hey, what does that mean in the UK there, Peter, if you're a pinup boy?
I don't want to really translate.
It's called like fancy boy or I don't know. I'm taking these as compliments, but I'm thinking...
As long as you're called names, I think that's a good start.
All right, as long as I'm called, period. I guess I should take that as a compliment for sure. All right, well, we got an hour of Scuba Radio from the Dima Show coming up. We have to head over to the Bahamas Isle for our Junkanoo Happy Hour Party. Roz, you up for some rum punch?
I could be tempted.
About a little tiki toss ring game. You know how to junkanoo?
What?
We're going to teach you how to junkanoo and grind.
Oh, fantastic.
Or wine or grind.
That's what I wanted to do this afternoon.
And so it will be. So tune in. We got hour two coming up here momentarily as we broadcast from the 2015 Dima Show in Orlando, Florida. Next.